Hi, welcome to the Sleep Baby Sleep Podcast. I am Sonia, a certified pediatric sleep coach, and Nat is with me today. Nat is a vice principal and a sleep coach as well. Hi, Nat.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm excited. I'm like, okay, skip all the introduction. Let's get to the juice.
Yeah, we were kind of chatting before recording, and I want to share some
Wouldn't
stuff
tell
on the
me.
podcast.
She wouldn't tell me anything. She's like, I'm gonna tell you on the podcast. I'm like,
Well,
okay, go ahead, tell me. How's your podcast going?
it's not fun to repeat yourself, you know? Well,
I
I
know.
like it. Some people don't mind, but and anything you want, anything new with you, Nat? I mean, you have the camper, that's what you're working on right now.
Yeah, yesterday we spent time in the. Oh my God, I'm so pissed. No, I'm not pissed. I'm upset. We got a new couch for our trailer and it doesn't even fit.
Fudge.
So I'm like losing hope. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Too big?
It's like too big by half an inch.
Fudge.
Like this much.
Can't cut it, you know? It's gonna
You
ruin
can't
it.
cut the couch and you
Nah.
can't, like, I can't cut into the counter that's next to the couch. Come, it's really a tight fit and it's not working. And anyways, I was upset yesterday for that.
It's frustrating.
Because I was so excited about it. Because I found that couch and I was excited how perfect it was.
Was too good to be true.
Apparently.
Is it a nice couch that you can sell it?
No, it was given to me, so I'm not gonna sell it.
Okay. So you need to give it if you don't keep it.
I think I'm going to bring it to school because
Okay.
it's a really good couch. It's like really nice. It was almost brand
Well,
new.
I have a friend that's looking for a couch, just saying, by the way. If ever.
And yesterday I did caulking in the trailer because that was something that we didn't do when we did our renovations because we wanted to do touch up paint at the last minute, and before doing that, we wanted to do some caulking. So I did that yesterday and then paint soon. And we're going camping next weekend. So
Yeah, long weekend, exciting.
the weather better change because it's not going to
It's
be
not
sunny
supposed to
this
be
week.
nice. Oh, I kind of want nice weather because
No, it's supposed to be nice right
it's a
now, but it's not
day.
nice right today.
No, today's rainy. Yeah, today I wanted to sleep all day. Okay, yeah, I hope it's gonna be a nice weekend. Me and Eric, we don't have the kids and we could do something fun. I don't know, we'll see. Hope it's nice in Toronto too. So Remy was in Toronto at Niagara Falls or where we're going, and he loved it and the weather was really nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see if we have
When are you
rain
leaving again?
Saturday. So when we record this, it's in a two dodo, two sleeps.
Oh,
Saturday
it's this
evening.
Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday.
I thought it was next Saturday.
No, it's this Saturday. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Me mentally and mentally ready, physically not like I haven't packed, but tomorrow me and Nui will pack our bags and it again the kids can do it Saturday or
You're
whatever.
leaving Saturday night, so you're not
Yeah, just
leaving
said
Friday.
like the flight only leaves at 6:10, but we need to be the airport before, so yeah,
Yeah,
so it
like
gives us
five.
the whole Saturday, but I think the kids have gymnastics, so we'll probably all go to that and then go to the airport after.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think Louise is excited. And since you're talking about your trailer, I went to visit my house because I'm renting my house. Visit my tenants because I wanted to do a walkthrough, and I don't have a basement. I have a crawl space in my house in Morocco, so I need to change the door. So when the weather's hotter, I need to put a screen so that it breathes. And in the winter, I like block it off with foam and wood. So whatever, me and Eric went and changed that up, and I looked at the mini split and the house. Everything was okay. Not, I felt it was cluttered for my type of living, but no, the house was the same as it was before. I was actually really nervous before going. It was like the first time I go back into my house with all their furniture and stuff. But yeah, and then they announced me that they are leaving. So our contract was until end of August. So they're breaking that. Well, I mean, it's their choice, and at the same time, I know I have some rights as well. But they've been good tenants, and I think I can find someone else. But yeah, they just dropped the bomb that they're leaving because some personal things. I don't know.
So they're leaving when?
End of May.
They can give you like that little
Yeah.
notice?
Well, I probably have like I can maybe keep their damage deposit, things like that. But I don't know. Like I need to look into it, and I don't. Yeah, I need to look into it.
You can't say something like, I'll give you your damage deposit back if I can find somebody by the end of May type thing.
Yeah, so basically, I think the deal is right now that they are paying until June for sure, and then in the meantime, I'll probably be able to find someone that they could move it early July type of thing. That's the goal,
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. Because don't
Yeah.
you have to like paint and clean and do all that for the new
Clean paint,
people?
I don't know. It depends who. So I asked one of my friend, and she's not sure. She might be interested, and I'm like, no pressure. It's just I thought of you first because you've talked about my house, and you know what I mean. So she's my first choice, and she's gonna let me know within the next week. And if not, I'm gonna put it on social or reach out to a few people. I'm not too nervous. I think I can rent it, but I just want to find good people, you know, that take care of my home. Yeah, I really thought they would be there for a while, but I know things change sometimes. Nothing is permanent.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something new in the last week. And also, I did find someone for the admin position.
Oh my God, who? Can you tell?
So remember I had 9 people interested and all really great candidates. So it was hard. So I narrowed it down to 4 for interviews. So me and Emily went through all the applications and watched all the videos. And I decided to go with 4 interviews, and then 2 stood out for me. And then I was like, I can't decide. So I'm being coached, right, with Dan. And we have this smaller group of us 4. It's like me and 3 other guys, and we meet up every 2 weeks. And I brought it up at our meeting. I'm like, so I don't know how to decide. I have these 2 amazing women that want to work with me. And they said, you should give them like a mini project and test out like how they do or whatever. I'm like, good idea. So I needed to think about it all day. I'm like, what am I gonna ask them to do? You know, that's like a little bit of what I do, but not too complicated. So I asked them to create a Mother's Day email in my email marketing logiciel. And I gave them guidelines, a username, all that. And they did it. They rocked it, both of them, of course. And then I still needed to pick one. So yeah, that's how I chose the person. Yeah, I went with my gut feeling and also the end result, I guess. But no, I would have. If CBC would be huge, I would definitely have both of them for sure. I would have not all full time, both of them. One day.
Yula.
One day. But yeah, so I'm super excited. We're gonna meet up probably in the next week and get started. So yeah. So you'll see maybe some
You'll tell
people.
us her name eventually.
About wee-wee. She'll be probably the one answering my email, so you'll see her name. yeah, she'll take care of some of the behind the scenes stuff. So it's
So exciting. We're gonna be three.
I know it's kind of crazy, but at the same time, I think that's the only way to grow and focus on what matters. So wait, yeah, I think that was most of my updates. I don't know if I have anything else to share. The month of May, we still have the promo for a full year into our private group if you buy a sleep package.
Wait.
I actually had someone buy my newborn sleep package so she can be in the group for a year. So that's amazing. Like she has a 13-week-old, so amazing
Perfect timing
promo.
to start is when they're newborns because then you know
Exactly.
that you're good for a whole year. Like you're good for a whole year no matter what, but might as well start when they're new to
Yeah.
get the full like effect because when they turn a year old, man. The progress is slower because the schedules remain the same for longer.
There's more changes in the first year for sure when it comes to anything like
First
sleep
6 months, I
milestones.
find. First
Yeah.
6 to 8 months, I find the changes are so frequent. And then as they get older, the changes are just less and like they're
Yeah.
f farther apart.
Yeah, no, that's so true. That's so true. And we have a few moms who have newborns in the group. And yesterday we had our coaching call and I did it in Zoom and I actually recorded it and it might become a podcast episode. I
Nice.
think they were all down to be on the podcast, such as their voice. Yeah, we all chatted and I had a few hot seats. So like a few moms were talking about their maybe sleep struggles at the moment. So we all, and it was fun. All the mom were pitching in, you know what I mean? Like I was not even doing that much talking. I was like, And I was agreeing. I'm like, yeah, I think you could try that. So it was fun. I really enjoyed it. I think we were like 7 or 8. I don't know. But yeah, that's something else that's happening right now. Our private group. And we have a, I feel right now we have almost somebody every week or every 2 weeks. So it's fun. New faces.
Adding to the group, you mean?
Yeah.
I noticed that we had a few more people add.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
No, see, it's exciting. I love seeing the group expand, and I think moms are very, and I actually interviewed a few of those moms for the podcast, so you'll get to know them in the next few weeks. And very, very good podcast episode. Okay, are we doing our
Random topic of the week.
yes
Yes.
yes
Hopefully not about old people this time.
no exactly I know. Okay. Huh. This could be interesting. The impact of screen time on children's sleep.
Oh my God.
Is that something you want to chat about that?
It is because I
In Mark's
find,
book, it talks about it too.
huh?
In Mark's book, it talks about it too. Mark,
It
why
does.
is
There's
good for that?
a chapter in Mark's book that is all about TV. They
Yeah,
don't talk about
TV.
screen time because in
It's an
his,
old.
it's an old book, and at the time there was no like
Cell
iPhones or
phone, yeah.
tablets and all that stuff. But even though he has new editions of his book, that's not a chapter that was reworked. But screen time, I find, is still like, as much as it doesn't feel like it's new, it's still super new. Like it's not something that we talk much about, and that I find that society is educated enough on. There are certain guidelines that are, in my opinion, extremely important to follow for age-appropriate usage, and I find that those guidelines are not shared enough, and they're not thought of. Like, people don't think it's that important to follow these guidelines.
That's
And
true.
one of the reasons that I find parents use screen time with their kids early on is because these parents are tired, and it's easy to give your child a tablet or a TV screen because it keeps them occupied. And I don't blame the parent for trying to find a way to survive when they're tired, but in the meantime, I shouldn't be using the term damage, but there's certainly things that are going on while your child is using screen time when it's not appropriate. And I can find some research on that in a couple minutes because I'm going to let you talk for a minute, but let's just focus on the fact that the parents are tired, and there's probably other things that we can do when we're tired than to give your child a screen.
Yes, especially if it's like more of like a survival mode thing. Oh, you were talking, I wanted to say something and I don't remember. But she's Googling right now. Oh, I feel in the first 2 years of life, they can be entertained with anything though. Like I remember just putting Louis down and looking at himself in a mirror. You know what I mean? Or like playing with he was just amazed by everything. And I feel like they don't need a screen in a sense. I don't know. It's not something there's so many other ways to stimulate a baby. In my opinion, just
For
hanging out on
sure.
the floor, you know. And what else? Like, oh, the bouncy thing, though, the thing that I don't know the name.
Bouncy thing?
The saucer, the thing, though,
Mixer
that
saucer?
yeah, and yeah, so many things where the baby, I don't know, Louis just listening to music, like not necessarily on the TV, though, on like I had like a little mic, not a mic. Oh my gosh, people call that as well. A little speaker, and I would put music. Yeah, but screen time. Are you Googling? So isn't there like a rule for like
I
no
have
screen
like an
time zero to?
official infographic that I use and I share with parents. I can't find the official one that I normally use because it's obviously hard to find something when you need it.
Exactly. That's
But you can Google like age appropriate screen usage. I just Googled in French, temps d'écran par âge, and a bunch of infographics pop up if I click on images, and they're mostly all the same. I just clicked on a random one for fun, and it's one. So it says from 0 to 3 years old, there should be no screens. Some of them will vary. That'll be from 0 to 2 years old. And then it says from 3 to 6 years old, 20 minutes with your parent, with a parent. 20 minutes per session, up to 1 hour per day accumulated in the presence of an adult. And then 6 to 9 years old, it says 30 minutes per session, up to 2 hours per day. And it says with an adult close by. And then it says 10 years old and more, 30 minutes per session, like not more than 30 minutes
At a time.
at a time. And it says, it doesn't say the words accompanied by an adult. It says an adult in proximity.
Like in the same room or
But it doesn't matter what age your child is. The most important part about screens is the education that you have to give them. So whether you're sitting next to them or you're close by, the most important thing to do is teach them how to pr appropriately use the screen, whether it's a TV. Be the person next to them saying, "We're going to shut the TV off now because we've been watching it for 20 minutes and that's enough. We don't need to watch more because we can do other things. We don't just have fun while we're watching a screen." You can verbalize those things to your child so that they can register that in their head and they know that there are other things that they can be doing. When it comes to an iPad or an iPhone, when they're older, the education becomes even more important because then you get access to way more information, way more, like as soon as you give them the access to internet, it's a whole other world. There's so many things that you have to be careful about. So obviously it comes with a lot of education, and there's education you have to do with them, how to use it appropriate, what is okay, what is not okay to do, what to do if you're stuck in a situation. But also it's important to educate yourself on what is out there, because some of these things that are out there are freaking scary.
I know
As
you're
a like as
very
a as a school administrator, we get what's the word I'm looking for?
it's in French.
I don't even know what the word in French I'm looking for.
Oh.
We get like we have people at the school district that their job is to be always the at the top of the inform of the latest information when it comes to social media, for example. And their job is to inform us on like the
Trends
things
or
that
things that are happening.
trends or dangerous things that are going on, or like secret applications that exist that the kids are using to like hide behind their like to hide from their parents or things like that. Like that's their job. That's what they do, is they discover the new trends and the secret stuff that regular parents don't really know. And our job is to use that and educate, whether it be the parents or the kids. But you have to be more educated than your child when it comes to the internet and screens. So let's go back to younger kids, because that's our focus. It's important to follow the guidelines, and they exist for a reason.
That's so true. And it's true that we don't want to take them seriously enough, I feel. Yeah, and
Because
what
they're very
about,
new.
yeah, that's true. And I feel like certain parents are like, well, I grew up watching blah, blah, a lot of, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I know I butt heads sometimes with
But look at sleep
Louis'
training.
dad, you know what I
Sleep
mean?
training is very new.
Yeah.
Our parents keep saying, like the generation just before us, "We didn't sleep train, we're fine." That's what
No, I
happens
know.
when
I
something is
don't
new.
like that language. And I'm like, and I know it's affecting our kids. Yeah, it is. But what I find stressful is when I don't have the control. So let's say even daycare. You know what I mean? When you have an in-home daycare, you don't really know how much TV they're watching. You know what I mean? If the daycare, if she's tired that day, it's just like, you know, I can't deal with these people. You know? And that used to stress me a little bit, you know, but I tried to let go. It's like, well, it's not at home, so I don't, but I feel, yeah, even daycares, I feel they don't have rules. Maybe the accredited ones or whatever, though, they might have guidelines they need to follow, but yeah, it's and screen time before bed too. Not, isn't there like an hour or two, I think? I don't remember what I've learned.
Well, what
The
happens with
book.
the TV, and I'm gonna give this example. We already mentioned that kids shouldn't be watching any screen until the age of 2, and even some places you'll find 3 years old. To be honest, my kids at 2 years old is when they started seeing screens. Before 2, it was zero screens. And it's really, really hard to follow, especially when you have a second kid, because you have one that's allowed to use, like, to watch TV, but one that you're not gonna. So you have to plan it so that one is sleeping when the other is using the TV. Using the TV, not watching the
Watching.
TV. It's 9 o'clock. I'm tired. So what was I saying?
Yeah, respecting the guidelines or whatever. I don't know. You said it didn't watch anything before two, but it's hard when you have two kids.
Yeah, my kids didn't watch TV until they were 2, but that, why was I saying that?
I don't know.
Oof. Brain fried. It'll come back to me.
Not our, we're not on our prime right now.
No, this is not our prime, but why was I saying that? Why was I saying that?
You were going somewhere. I
I
don't know.
know. I had like this whole thing set up in my head, and then I said use TV instead of watching. It threw me for a loop. Oh no, I hate when I do that. Okay, carry on.
Okay.
It'll come back to me.
But I know, like me, when I was a single parent for a while, the time that I would let Louis watch TV. Usually it's like when we arrived from, when I was getting dinner ready. You know, when he was only like 2 or 3, and I was solo, and it was, yeah, usually before we would eat, it would be like a 20-minute let me get dinner ready. So I feel oftentimes it's too much used as a tool. Like, let's say I have a call, not even though it doesn't work. Let's say I have a call, Louis is at home, I have a call. Like, okay, I'm gonna let you watch something for 15 minutes. 2 minutes after he's in my office anyways. But you know what I mean? It's like, yeah,
And I
sometimes
mean,
work.
when they're sick, it's normal that they watch more TV, just like it's
Oh,
normal
that
for
too.
us to watch TV m more when we're sick. And like, don't forget that your identity is not what you do some of the time. It's what
Oh,
you do
that's true.
most of the time. So something that I've noticed is that my kids have never asked me to watch TV. They just know, like, well, it's not a reflex to be like, oh, can we watch TV? Oh, can we watch TV? They get occupied by all the other things that we have at home. And then sometimes I'll be like, oh, hey, do you guys want to watch a TV show? Or I'm gonna make supper, so do you want to watch a show? They always say yes, they love it, but it's not something that they'll jump to right away. It's not a reflex to just watch TV.
Oh, I love
And
that.
when I turn the TV off, we don't there's no fighting, it's just the TV's off.
I put a timer. My son, though, for me, I feel he loves TV a lot. I'm gonna be honest, Louis.
It's okay to
But
love it.
dad has a very positive look on TVs. He's like, I've learned so much things, and that's why I know I love the things that, you know what I mean? So it's like, for him, it's like educational, but at the same time, apparently he watches YouTube. So I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna say.
Oh, we do it.
So the reason I was saying about my kids only watching TV as of 2 or 2 years old is because before 2 years old, your brain is in very fast development. Your brain is always developing. There's a certain age, I think it's 8, that most of your brain is fully formed, but it never stops growing because your brain is a muscle, and the more you use it, the more your brain grows, I guess, or it will evolve. So before 2 years old, the brain just develops way too quickly. Whereas when you're watching TV, it's so overstimulating that it's too much for your brain to process what is going on. First of all, there's a certain age where your kid doesn't even see the TV. Like, I don't even remember what age it is that they can't even see. They only see light, so it's basically like shining a flashlight in their eyes. And then as they grow older, they can see some things, but the TV screen, like the pictures are changing so quickly that they can't see everything because the brain doesn't process all the images quick enough for them to see what's going on. So really all they're seeing is a bunch of flashes. And it's quite like interesting to know the ages that this happens, because you would think that the way that they react when you're playing with them, that they would be able to see what's going on the TV, but it's not the case. It's actually harming their brain to not be able to process all this information. And the worst TV show, according to a certain research that I was actually reading a few months ago, the worst TV show for that is CoComelon. CoComelon, the images are the quickest. There's like, I can't remember how many images in a single second that's going on. And there's just like colors and
Well,
pictures and
apparently it's
music
like
and.
a drug for kids, huh?
Well, yeah, can you imagine?
Well,
It's
I don't
like
know.
a constant stimulation of music and pictures and colors and all of the things. And that's why the kids love it so much, is because there's so much stimulation. But that's another reason why it's so hard for them to focus at school, because they need that stimulation from such a young age. And then they get to school and all they see is a human in front of them. It's not CoComelon.
That's so true. Like I can definitely, yeah, some kids they need a lot to be not bored. This is lame. I'm like, oh my God, I
You
don't get it.
have no idea how many times I saw a child take like their finger and try to swipe like an iPad on a piece of paper or on their desk or on a TV. Like they think it's all
No.
impressive.
Oh, it's crazy where we're going. Even like you see babies, they know how to work a phone. They know how to
Oh,
swipe.
yeah.
It's
Like
crazy.
my kids are not allowed to use my phone. When they find it, they usually give it to me because they know they can't, they're not allowed to have it. But if I let them touch it for like a second, they know what to do with it, and they've never played with it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like man, Louis must have played with some because then, but yeah, he does love technology, but no, my phone is my phone. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And it's like the same, I guess he has an iPad at that, so similar, like you swipe, yeah.
I brought my iPad when we went to Mexico in the plane, and Olivier wanted nothing to do with it. And Lexi, I had downloaded a few TV shows on Netflix, and Lexi only watched 10 minutes of one TV show on the plane just because she wanted to try her new earphones that I bought her. But other than that,
He
she was more
wasn't.
interested in everything else than watching TV
That's
on
what I'm
the plane.
hoping. Like I have a super old iPad mini I'm gonna bring with my white headphones for Louis if ever. But I'm thinking something that could be fun would be games. Do you know any games for like
There's
iPad
a lot of
kids?
educational games, and there's actually a
Yeah.
new one that I
Because
was
I'm
just
curious
looking
because
at.
he's a game person. Like his daddy has a Switch, you know what I mean? So like I know he would love it. I'm not a game person.
There's an app, and it's called
Gonna
what's
write it down.
Mouka te parle. It's French.
Mouka?
Mouka, Mouka te parle.
Okay.
Okay, and it's
I'm
for
gonna see
kids.
if I can download that tomorrow. Get the iPad ready for.
It's free, and it's for kids from 4 to 7 years old, and it's to learn French,
Yeah.
and well, not just to learn French, but to practice like any type of French
Yeah, that could be fun. I
concepts.
mean, Louis is like so English now. Could be good before school.
It's really cute. It's a little. I'm gonna show you. Oh no,
I'm
it's not loading.
gonna
It's at Castor.
write it in my packing list. Yeah,
You'll have to download it before you leave.
exactly. No, I actually said to Louis, we're gonna download a few things tomorrow. You can help me pick. But like you said, I think it's gonna be super. It's just like, what if we're stuck at the airport for like 3, 4 hours because the flight is delayed? You know what I mean?
If
Just
you're stuck at the airport, just go for a walk. There's so many things to
I'm definitely
see.
gonna
Like,
walk.
you know those, they look like escalators, but they're flat. They just make you go faster. Like, you know
Oh,
how many
Louis's gonna
times
love
I went on
that.
that thing with the kids
Yeah.
and just did loops, like all around?
I did that when I was at the airport with my flight delayed for like 4 hours. I did that by myself, like a treadmill. Was like walking
Yeah,
and moving.
like when we were in Toronto for 8 hours in the airport, and there's actually a play park in Toronto. In the airport,
It's
there's
never
a
worse. What?
train to bring you to a gate.
Yeah.
You can go on the train and go right to the end of the airport and come right back. Like, you don't have to get off of it.
Okay.
You'd love that. It's like
That
a
could be
free train
something.
ride.
'Cause we're only going there and landing. So it should be okay Moncton, Toronto, but when we come back, sometimes it's often delayed Toronto going
And
and
there's a
back.
bunch of restaurants. Just go for
Yeah.
like a bite to
Oh
eat.
no,
There's so
I'm
many things
sure
to
it's
do.
gonna be okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, and they're three, so they're probably just gonna play or fight or whatever. So
There's a movie theater. There's like a play park. Yeah,
Huh, I've
there's so
never
many
seen
things.
it and I've been to Toronto, but I've never looked for a play park. Usually what I would have liked sometimes in airports is like to take a shower.
In an airport?
Well, have you ever been like 2 days in planes and airports? You
Yeah.
want a shower.
I didn't even know they had showers
Some
in a
do. But oftentimes, so once somebody gave me his pass to go to the Air Canada lounge. Places like that have showers and stuff,
Probably.
but I don't think you can find it. They
There's
should.
no public showers in
No,
the
but it would be fun though. Sometimes you just want to wash yourself like a legit shower and it gives you something to do. Like then I would not mind washing my hair. You know, something to do.
It takes like, yeah, something that you don't need to do when you get home.
Exactly. And once I did a pedicure. Because
Oh,
you could have Toronto, actually. Yeah, we had
yeah.
like a 9 hour layover. I was so bored. I'm like, okay, let's go for a pedicure.
Oh my God, I could so easily spend 9 hours to myself in an airport, lo.
Oh, well, you, but no. Well, I
No,
could.
with no kids, I'd go for a pedicure, I'd read my book, I would go like people watch. I would go to
I
the
can.
restaurant,
I
go
just
for a
don't.
drink.
I don't want to do it all the time, but yes, I can, and I did because I did a lot of solo traveling. And but yeah, sometimes it can be long, but I mean, there's obviously things we can do, and you can walk. I would not like I don't like long flights, like 11 hours on a flight. That sucks because you're stuck in a plane. But in an airport, there's so many things to do and
So
walk around.
many things.
Yeah.
So let's go back to what I was saying at the beginning. So one of the reasons why kids have so much screen time, especially at a young age, is because parents are tired. So what could we do, or what could we suggest to parents? Like, what could we tell them to help them? Because when you know better, you do better. But when
Well,
it's
you know what?
hard, you often resort to what you do that is easy. So what could we tell them or suggest that they do instead?
Well, let's say so a lot of parents are probably tired because they're waking up through the night or they have early mornings or the baby's not napping. Well, those are all things that we can change. You know what I mean? Like if the parent is tired because of all of that, let's work on the root cause. Let's help your baby sleep. And then you get sleep, and then you can be the best parent you want to be. Because oftentimes, like you say, it's not the first choice of the parents. It's not like, oh, I'm just gonna watch.
Most of the time, the parents know the difference, and they know
Yeah.
that they probably shouldn't be offering so much screen time. If the parent sincerely thinks that it's okay to offer that much screen time, I'm hoping that this podcast sheds a little bit of light on what is recommended and not recommended.
Yeah, that's true. No, and it's I love that you share the recommendation actually now because it's not talked about enough and
We can
it's
actually share it on your page if you want.
okay, we but find your legit one, okay? And then yeah, we can share that because I want to share that with other people and I'll
It's
definitely
actually the one that we share through the school district. So we yeah.
okay. And it's something that I will make sure that I even do myself at home just because yeah, sometimes I forget or sometimes yeah, I forget the importance. But what about when we go back to the impact of screen time on children's sleep? Because we haven't really touched that. If I remember correctly, that wasn't it like an hour before sleep at least? Like I usually like to say at least an hour. I would have no screen before bed type of
Yeah,
thing.
because we just said how stimulating it is on the brain. So at night, we want your brain to start like not shutting off, but start
Going down and
going down and relaxing and
And technically that's why like usually I encourage people to do an early bedtime anyway. So if you have dinner, you do bath and your bedtime routine, it's time for bed anyways. Like there's no room for screen time, in my opinion. And even snacks, that's not in this subject, but like I'm like, no time for snacks. You don't need a snack. Depending on the child and the time they go to bed. But so I would say at least an hour before sleep, I would not offer any screen time. And obviously, probably no TV in the room. I would not encourage that with any kids. I remember I had a TV. I'm not sure
I
how old
was
I
in high
was.
school.
Me too, I think. Me too, I think it was high school. But still, like, even when Louis in high school, I don't think I want him to have a TV in his room. You know what I
Me
mean?
neither. No TV, no tablet, no phone.
No phone in the room. No, I don't. And we say that, and hopefully we won't change our minds. But
You know
no.
what? It like society is getting more and more educated, and one of the reasons why I'm sure about that is because more and more we're finding laws protecting children against online predators and social media, like social media itself, like Meta, for example, who owns Facebook and Instagram, now have guidelines to follow because of government standards. Like they can't just do anything. Like even TikTok was banned in Canada for a certain period of time. You can't make money on TikTok in Canada. Like that's a rule that they need to follow. Even just in New Brunswick yesterday, it was announced that the government has sorti he oh my gosh, what the hell,
Released?
released a new policy for schools. Kids are not allowed to have cell phones in class anymore. They have
Is
to,
that a thing?
yeah, they have
I
to
would like that.
give they have to put their phones in a secured designated area that's designated by their teacher,
Teacher, yeah.
and it's up to the teacher and their if they want to use the phones for educational purposes, that's up to them. It's up to them to decide that. But if it's not used for educational purposes, because that can happen, which is fine, it needs to be
And
turned off and put in this designated
because it's
space
so
unless they have medical reasons.
distracting, and I feel like we would have a hard time if we would have had a cell in like grade 7, 8. We would have been texting people. You know what I mean? Like you don't have the self-control at that age.
No.
You know, like because we were spending nights on MSN. MSN, was it MSN? You know, so like.
MSN, ICQ, the
You know what I
whole.
mean? So picture like if we had a cell, like we needed to be in our friggin' living room, big computer with all the family seeing you. Ooh, that's how it was in my house. But
Yeah.
figure a cell where it's like really privating and just say friggin' random things. Yeah, I don't know. It would not have been, I think we would have been up to no good sometime in my sister.
For sure.
Oh God. Okay, I kind of like that rule, and I hope, yeah, for me, I don't want Louis to have a cell phone too young personally,
It's
but
really, really, really new. Like it was released yesterday, so I haven't seen the policy myself with my eyes, but that is what I heard
okay.
from the
What?
news that was on the policy. And me myself, I'm totally for this policy. And like I said, I haven't read it, so I don't, like, this is just a big resume of what is on it. But what I know about it, I agree with. When I get to read it, if I'm gonna agree with the whole thing, that I don't know yet. But from what I've heard, I agree with it so far.
And I saw Kat and Nat. That's when I saw that they just chatted about it. I don't know, in the Instagram I saw. Okay. Well, anything else you want to add? Because we've probably been talking for like 30 to 45 minutes. Like, ooh, time is flying.
So if I just have to like say a last little blitz, the takeaway from for screen times for me would be no screens until 2. And from for sure, if you want to do 3, even better. From 3 to 6, no more than 20 minutes consecutively. in a day and to be accompanied by a parent and start setting boundaries the second that you start turning that TV on,
At
because
the limit.
that's when you're doing your education, is when you're setting those boundaries. That those are the values that they're going to keep having with, that they're going to keep with them for the rest of their lives. Like, if you value, like, at home, my TV is always off. The TV's not on. So when they're doing other things, there's no TV in the background. And I know it's hard for some people because they were brought up on the TV in the
Yes, like my
background. I
mom
was one of those
always.
people that always had the TV on in the background, but you can put t music on if you need something. But really, that's another aspect. That's another thing. You need to be, like, your child needs to be 100% focused when you're talking to them for them to be able to develop their language. If you have music or TV on in the background, they can't fully understand what you're telling them when you're talking to them, and you can't fully understand them when they're talking.
That's true. And I feel like society now has a harder time being just in silence. You know what I mean? A lot of people need some kind of noise. Like, if it's too quiet, it's weird.
And
And I
imagine.
like that quietness, like, a lot. Like, sometimes I
Me
even drive
too.
without music. Sometimes I just drive with nothing. I just
Same. And
don't
you
want
get
anything.
used to it pretty fast. Like, that was a rule that we made, or like, we knew that it was a recommendation to TV before too. So we knew that's what we wanted to do for our kids, but you get used to it pretty quick. And imagine you're a child trying to use your imagination to be like playing, pretend playing, and you've got talking in the background or TV on that's distracting you. Like, how good quality of imagination play do you really have if you have a TV on in the background?
That's true. I don't see the purpose for me. Put point. I agree. Okay, well, Nat, thank you. I feel you shared so much good information. You thought you were stupid. Are you frozen, or are you just like, I think you're frozen? She's just like staring at me. And oh, you're back. And was
I'm
I frozen?
back. I was frozen, I think.
Yeah, you were, but it's okay. I talked. You just it looked like you were just staring at me like this. It
Oh,
was kind
okay.
of funny. It was not the worst face. But yeah, thank you for sharing all the useful screen time information that I knew a little bit about, but not fully. And I feel a lot of moms will find this useful. And like always, hey, we've always forget to say this. Follow us on Instagram if you don't want. That's where we post a lot of content. Obviously, we show up a lot in stories as well. What else? Anything you think of, Nat?
Oh my God, you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Did you like my pictures of my party?
We forgot to talk about the cruise party.
Cruise
See, I
party.
knew there was something because like Nat is always doing something. Nat sent me like 12 pictures. And
Because I talked about it on the podcast, I
I
figured I'd
know.
do
Okay,
pictures
well,
of
give
them.
us like a few minutes of a résumé. I'm curious.
So we had a sign out in front of our door that says, like, please wait in line to board the cruise or something like that. And we really didn't expect them to stay outside. So one of the couples that was coming, they were kind of late. They were like 5 minutes late, and we told them the boat was leaving at 6 p.m. So they had to be here at 6. So they knew that they, like, when you go on a cruise, you really can't board until they tell you to board. You have to stay in line until they open up the door. So they all showed up except one couple, and I was like, well, you guys can't come in. We're not ready to open the door yet. So they're just standing in front of my house, and they're all like dressed up. Some of them have luggage. Like, they really played the part.
Oh
Luggage
my God.
and coolers, and dressed up with like summer dresses
Summer
and captain
Hawaiian
hats
shirt.
and sailor outfits. So it's all like cruise. They all looked like they were on a cruise, and they're all standing in front of my house, 11 people. And I was thinking, oh my God, imagine my neighbors
You're like, is that a swingers party?
driving by my house. Like, they just see a line of people in front of my door, lined up, dressed up as like captains and sailors in
Interesting. I
Hawaiian
would question.
dresses.
I would be like, what is Nut up
Yeah, so that
to?
was really funny. And yeah, so we had a 5-course meal, and then we had karaoke. That was fun.
Oh, fun. I never do karaoke, but it would be funny. Okay. And the food was good, I'm assuming. Five course, I'm at once.
So what we did is we made like a homemade, like we made a menu
Okay.
for our 5-course meal. I sent you a picture of the menu.
Wait.
And we like fancified the description of the meals. Like, for example, instead of garlic fingers, it was written like hand tossed, herb infused, some garlic. Anyways, it
This
was
is
so
both
funny.
creepy again.
But
Oh my
c'était comme
God.
vraiment, it was like simple food, just like fancified by the menu.
Yeah, exactly. Sun-kissed tomato.
Yeah, like it was chicken parmesan for the main course, but it was sun-kissed.
Tickling chicken embraced the very blanket of. Oh, to Athos. You're too much. Crème brûlée? Vous savez comment faire du crème brûlée?
Mathieu makes a really good crème
What the
brûlée.
fuck? I'm not a crème brûlée person, but j'ai
Oh,
goûté.
you would like this one though.
Yeah, probably. Like the chef at Tate House was doing some good ones, so I don't mind, but it's not my favorite dessert. Wow. Okay. Garlic infused. Yeah, I'm washing fingers with mozzarella. fun. Okay, so they liked it. They loved it.
They loved it.
Did you plan some stuff for the cruise?
We didn't even get to that, but we're gonna see
Oh,
each other
okay.
like once a month.
Okay, leading up to the cruise and okay, fine. Like I say, you're really milking it though.
Well, these are
Good.
the same people we go camping with.
Oh, okay.
So we're seeing each other next weekend in Kouchibouguac, and then we're gonna see each other in June when we go camping in Shediac, and then in July we go camping in Karaket, and then in August we go camping in PEI, and in September we go
Wow.
camping in Fundy, and then October we'll probably
Jeez.
do something at someone's house, and then by
Okay,
the
well,
time
if
we
we see
blink, it'll
them.
already be a year before the cruise, no?
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, and when you come to Shida, you need to let me know because maybe we could do a play date.
Well, you can come over.
Stop it, Louis. I want Louis and Lexi to meet. And
We'll
Louis
be
likes
in
younger kids
Oceanic.
too. Okay. Really close. I can walk there or not. How about
Ah.
I walk? So, usually in the trail, I love to walk to. Takes me to the Ohio Road right beside Oceanic.
Well, even better if you can
Like
walk,
a
then
20-something minute
you'll be able
walk.
to walk right in. They won't question
I'll
you.
bike.
Yeah, bike.
Me and Louis could bike. Louis can bike there for sure.
Or you
Oh.
can walk in at night and just like come have a drink at the bonfire.
Eee, oh my God, we need to do that. Oui, s'il vous plaît. Yes. Yes. Okay, that's a plan. Awesome. Okay, well. Ça, c'était awesome. Merci. Ouais, CNET does amazing parties for. I should host something cool one day. I feel
If
like.
you have a theme, it's so fun. Like people get right into it.
I feel they would. I feel. I'm just.
It's different. Like I feel like house parties are more, I don't know if it's because of our age, but I find that people are more into it. Like I have no interest in going to the bars anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But
It's
I
way
find like the
funner.
nightlife in Moncton is not so great. So I find that lately people are into house parties. So if you can make them a little different, it's
That's
even
true.
better.
Yeah, like we like Eric's friends at Max and Nat, they did like a murder mystery night and we got dressed
Yeah,
up in our role. Like that
exactly.
was fun. And the kids were
Exactly.
downstairs and
It's
yeah,
different.
that's true. I need more of that. And I'm like, oh my God, like I need to do more of this. Yeah. Find friends that love that stuff.
They probably do. They just
I know.
don't
I know, but
initiate it.
I have like friends that are really I don't want to say antisocial, but super introvert or friends that are single. It's like I don't have a lot of like enough couple friends, I would say,
Okay.
that like to do things, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But it could happen. Yeah. And I did. Even just Louis's birthday was so fun to have everybody in our
Well,
home.
think of all the people that went to Eric's birthday. You could do something with them.
Oh, we. A lot of fun. Actually, Eric has a lot of fun couple friends.
See, you
Yeah,
can use
even
them.
though the couple we went to ski with in the Fredericton, they were really fun. Yeah, I know, but yeah, I think it's just to make it a priority because we're all busy, but we can make it a priority if we want to.
And I mean, it didn't take much for us to organize our supper, though.
If ever I do it, I'll need to like have like a debrief with you and like a few
Oh
tips.
yeah, I could just throw like a bunch of ideas out at you in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, perfect. I'm already stressed. Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm gonna let you go sleep now. Well, you probably won't go sleep, but yeah, I will. It was fun chatting. And we'll see each other in a few weeks.
All right, go
Okay.
to bed early.
Bye.